to the Draft Doctors Podcast for all of your fantasy AFL information. Now here's your hosts, John Crockett and Steve Fizz.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the Monday show of the Draft Doctors. I'm John Crockett, and joining me as usual, Stevie Fizz. How are you, pal?
I'm doing okay for this Monday. Hope all listeners are doing good out there.
It is cold, wet, and miserable here in Melbourne town, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's, please, sweet Jesus, clear up. That's all I can say. Because I played golf in what can only be described as a gale on a Saturday, and that was just horrific.
Yeah, I don't think I stepped outside on a Saturday. I was a bit crook over the weekend and even sicker yesterday after seeing the scaling scores costing me a win in our league, a record by 2 measly points. Champion Data, I'm coming for you later in the show, so watch out. But in a bit of news today, only the one suspension with Zach the Man Dawson, gone for 3 weeks with a head-high bump on Lloyd. If you're a free lob owner, it's good news for you. He looks likely to play this week after a bit of an ankle scare on the weekend. But if in bad news, if you're or Jack McRae owner, it looks like they're going to miss the rest of the home and away season and should play finals. So if you've got them, time to drop them, you would think. And Big Sauce Jacobs, 50-50 whether he's going to line up against the Gold Coast this week. So, and Texan as well.
Yeah, McRae is interesting. If I was playing, if my league was playing all the way around to round 23 and I could afford to keep him, I probably would, because you're not going to be able to replace him, but ugh, horrible times. I was actually surprised Mitch Duncan didn't get cited in any way for his, tackle where he slammed, I don't even know who it was, but he just, did one of those tackles where he ripped them over his knee and slammed them face first into the turf. They often get looked at.
Yeah, it's the AFL. They're big fans of the WWE, so I don't think it matters.
I think they're big fans of the Cats because I was watching that match and got the run of the green, Jono.
Well, as a Bulldogs supporter, I was quite filthy on that Joel Selwood free kick after he gets ripped. He gets his head ripped off in free kick, and then 2 seconds later, happened to one of the Doggies blokes and play on, apparently.
No, the one that upset me was Joel Selwood running to the wing. Gets tackled to the ground, ball comes out, no whistle, and 20 seconds later, the Dogs guy gets tackled and free kick. I'm like, well, this one was just, it was in open space too. I can understand sometimes the umpire's blindsided. But anyway, a bit of sour grapes coming from us, Jono.
Yeah, it certainly is.
Both had some close losses on the weekend.
Yeah, not happy at all. But it's all right, that's what double chances are made for.
Indeed.
And for Freo fans, it looks like Big Sanderland is going to return, not this week, but the following week. So, prelim final weekend. Good chance if he's still floating around in your pool.
Yeah, it comes up against, Sam Jacobs, probably, in round 21. So, just, there's not many guys who you know can bash out 100 at will.
That's true. And if you want to follow us on social media, head over to Twitter, where we are at The Draft Doctors, or head over to facebook.com/TheDraftDoctors. And moving on now, we're going to talk our stud of the week, and starting off with Friday night between the Cats and the Bulldogs. It was a pretty interesting game until Liberatore went down, wasn't it? When he put Liber was really good until that donuts tackle sprained that ankle and he was gone. But for the Doggies, I liked Shane Biggs, Johannesson and Pickin, and also Tom Boyd, I thought was pretty good too.
Well, Tom Boyd was great. I thought he kept him in it for a lot of the game.
Yeah, absolutely. Free kicks four certainly helps as well.
Yeah, no doubt.
And for the Cats, the Brownlow medalist Patrick Dangerfield, I thought Mackie was good. Stanley with 5 goals. Donuts returned to form. Mitch Duncan and Jimmy Bartel also fantastic, with Zach Smith also bobbing up as well.
Yeah, Rich Stanley with the 5 snags and Donuts with that cushy draw. Man, I'd love to have him in my team, Jono. But did you see one bookmaker's paying out on Dangerfield already?
Yeah, they've already paid out about just over $500,000. So well done to those who backed Dangerfield.
Yeah, reinvest. Just take that money and go just put it straight back on.
Yeah, that's right.
That's what you do.
And on the dud side, there's a few for the Doggies. I thought Kobe Stevens could have done a little bit better. Easton Wood as well. And I think that was about it for me on the side. And Harry Taylor, just a shadow of himself this year, isn't he?
Yeah, he's not getting it done. I would have thought Kobe Stevens would have been a lot better with the opportunity once those guys were, you know, Libra especially was out, but didn't. But what about Dan Menzel? I thought really could have taken hold of this game and didn't do it.
Well, I suppose when Stanley and Motlop are snagging them from everywhere, someone's going to miss out, I suppose. But yeah, Menzel could certainly bobbed up and kicked three or four himself.
Yeah, he had the opportunity and did do it. But, you know, again, I guess it's going to go that way. But he should have a good game this week, hopefully, against Essendon.
Yeah, you would think.
Yeah, 1-3 last week, so just a bit inefficient.
And what the hell is going on with Lockie Hunter as well? Been really quiet the last 3 or 4 weeks now. Just not turning up at all. And I suppose the Doggies aren't getting an outside ball, but not good.
Yeah, it's you'd have to be concerned if you're a Lockie Hunter owner, I guess.
Which I am, and actually didn't end up playing this week.
Well, that's a bit, you know, we look at their draw coming up, and yeah, they got North Melbourne this week, but after that they got Collingwood at Eddie had, and then they've got Essendon, so I think there's brighter days ahead for Lockie Hunter owners, and Fremantle to finish off, so.
Yeah, that's right. So don't throw the baby out of the bathwater just yet.
No.
Moving on now to the GWS taking on what resembled Richmond. That was just pathetic effort by Richmond. I could hardly give, the only person I could give a pass to was Rance, really, and maybe Dusty Martin.
Yeah, it's, what can you do? Just hang your head and move on, I guess.
But the Giants, that first quarter, were fantastic. We had Stevie J kicking three, Heath Shaw, Coniglio having a career season. Devin Smith, oh, since he's come back, has been fantastic. Only had that one poor game, really. Zach Williams, again, having an outstanding year. Lee Ward, Green, Shield, Mummy, just keep going on, all of them, really.
Yeah, you could name 15 blokes there. It was just a great team effort.
I was really pleased for Sam Reed as well, kicking three goals as well.
Yeah. And
through injury free.
I also threw Hooley's score for Dream Team owners. He put in a nice score as well.
Yep. Yeah, he did too, first game back. So 11 marks. That's fantastic. But Ryan, no Spine Griffin. You reckon he's cooked?
Well, you know what? If someone misses out in a big win, there's always guys who are going to miss out. I'll give Ryan Griffin a pass. They want him right for finals. They're not going to be concerned about that.
No, you don't think he's carrying anything or anything like that? Just the way he played?
Well, I don't know. It's Ryan Griffin, man. The bad's pretty bad. We know that.
Yeah, that's true. And Anthony Miles, what the hell is that he served up? You'd think him being in the thick of it, would have got a little bit more than that, but obviously not. Also, Cochin, the captain, hardly sighted. Grigg not getting that outside ball. And Jaira really playing a lone hand, even though he was okay.
Yeah, and how about just skipping Jeremy Cameron? I mean, he could have feasted, but didn't.
Also, going to throw Sean Hampson in there as well. I mean, 37 hit-outs and still only scoring 63. I mean, whew. And Mummy only had the 28. So
if Richmond don't apply any pressure, you know, that's how it is.
Yeah. Moving on now to the Hawks v. Carlton. Which was the... It was, but you couldn't look away type game, I found. Gibbs, fantastic. Zach Tui, also brilliant. Ed Curnow, Cripps has returned to some pretty good form of late. Also thought Sam Doherty was good, as he has been all year. 96% efficiency. It's pretty damn good. And thought Matthew Wright was solid as well.
Yeah, interesting game, Jeremy, isn't it? These matches down in Aurora, they tend not to lend themselves to particularly good fantasy scores.
No, they don't. Cause I don't know if you saw it, but that wind was just blowing a gale. Oh.
Yeah, the conditions are never great. But... How about the Hawkers? A few stars there?
Yeah. You got Sean Burgoyne having a pretty good purple patch at the moment. Jordan Lewis, Gunston tonning up in Supercoach, even though he kicked one goal four. Birchall and Isaac Smith, also pretty good.
Yeah, it's just how it is. Wasn't a game I could get real excited about, you know.
No, you certainly couldn't. And on the other side of the coin... Josh Gibson. Was he even out there?
Who knows?
Having one of his slightly less games, Sam Mitchell give a slight pass with the tag on him. And also for the Blues, I had one, but I can't see it now.
I threw in Cade Simpson's Dream Team score. He just didn't have the volume this week. But no one really had the volume, aside from a few guys.
Yeah, that's right, but that always happens when you're playing down in a...
Yeah, let's move on, Shano.
Move on to what probably would have upset a lot of people footy tipping this week in the Pies and West Coast. I know it certainly upset my tipping. Pendlebury was just fan-bloody-fantastic, if you ask me. He just led from the front all day, getting a lot of possessions. Treloar was good. Taylor Adams, also very good. What's he got there, Steve?
Brody Grundy, man, really just the mobile ruckman, Jono. Josh Smith, side bottom, H, again, there was a bunch. 119 tackles, Jono.
For the Pies?
Yeah, Rupert Wills on debut laid the most tackles for a first game with 11.
Gee, that's fantastic.
So, yeah.
For the Eagles, pretty much the same old yet again with the Gaff, Shuey and Prudish show with good old Mark Hutchings bobbing up as well.
Oh, Mark Hutchings. It's either 100 or 30, isn't it?
Pretty much. But I also want to throw in Darcy Moore in that good pile as well. Until he went down with an injury, he was taking marks left, right and centre.
Yeah, Eric McKenzie, man, what... Talk about a fall from grace, Jono.
Sorry?
Eric McKenzie, talk about a fall from grace. You just got nowhere near him.
No, I did not. Barely even sighted him out there, even though he had the 13 possessions. But my prayer, take him out of Subiaco and he ain't a footballer.
Well, he's just having a down year, man. That's, you know, former best and fairest winner. What can you say?
That's true. JJK, again, when he gets out of Subiaco, just doesn't get much of it. 1% efficiency.
It's not good.
Not good. And, as always, Travis Cloak.
Jesus Christ, talk about some low-hanging fruit, Jono.
Jeremy Howe. I'll give Jeremy Howe.
I got a bunch. I'll give you Jeremy Howe. I'll give you Jordan DeGoey. I'll give you Mark Lacroix. And I hate to say this because it's his first game, so I feel like it's a bit rough. But Dom Sheed, a bit of rust.
Yeah, I gave him a leave pass on that one.
Fair enough, too.
Yeah, first game, hopefully next week in the derby, step up.
Hope so.
And moving on to... how's this for a game? Port Adelaide v. something resembling Brisbane Lions. The pride of Mafra, Steve.
Went
back the clock to his first debut game where he kicked six, I think, on debut. Johnny Butcher, 11 marks, 4 goals, 2, absolutely destroyed that Brisbane defence.
It might have sounded like on Thursday's show that I was taking the piss out of Johnny Butcher when I said everyone should stream him against Brisbane. I was actually being serious, just something next to me happened that was really funny and I was laughing whilst I said it. That's what happened there.
Johnny Butcher just wishes he could play Brisbane each week. You'll be a happy man, I think.
We're streaming forwards against Brisbane. We've seen it. It's a gold mine. So, I mean, get your Andrew Phillips out, people.
Would you rock the Casbolt?
Not that brave. Could happen.
Yeah, well, But you look at Aaron Young, 1 goal, 5. Man, if you'd be filthy if you're an Aaron Young owner wishing that was a 5 goals, 1. That would have been a massive score.
You would be.
Ollie Wines was good. Jackson Trengo, only had the 18 hit-outs. Scored 109, Dream Team, 132, Super Coach. Ebert, Boak, Robbie Gray, great tip on that captain's corner there, Steve, for Super Coach. The Chad Wingard with 5 sausages, and Archie and Pollock, I thought were pretty good too.
Yeah, actually, all my captain choices were pretty good this week. If we go through them, Robbie Gray, we had Hannes and JPK over the other Sydney mids. That worked out pretty nicely. And Bryce Gibbs was pretty nice. The risky one was J-Roo, which didn't work out great, but it did say, beware of Jack Stephen. And
yep, that's true. And the only pass I'm given is Daniel Rich for Supercoach.
Oh, mate.
And Archie Smith on debut. Was it debut?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Archie Smith. Well done, son.
You're going to get dropped for returning Steph Martin, I hope, this week.
I kind of hope he doesn't. I think that'd be funny. He's the future, Jono. He's the future.
30 hit out, 6 free kicks, 4. So pretty good there.
This is
Archie boy.
This is going against you, Jono. He won the fans' vote of the week. Brisbane got nothing left to do but appeal to their fan base. So keep Archie in, I say, and ruin Jono's season.
Get stuff. on the dud side of things, for the Lions, you can pretty much throw a blanket over that whole team because they were all pretty bad. And for the Power, it's hard to...
Jasper Pittard.
I've got Pittard, but yeah, he's had a pretty good year, so I'm pretty lean towards him this time.
Well, that's fine, Joe, but I like him. Yeah, that's, I guess you can let him. I like Jasper Pittard, good player. But didn't get any of it.
No, that's fair enough. But that's all for that game. And in the milestone games where North Melbourne had an extra 3 players who were wearing green, I think, on the night in the umpires.
Oh, man, does St Kilda get robbed every week by the umpires?
Oh, it was shocking. It was more so shocking on Saturday night just so they would get Boomer a win in his record-breaking game. I mean, just made me sick, really.
Yep.
But I thought Seb Ross was fantastic. Blake Akers, also very good. And Joey Montagna for Supercoach scoring only. Pretty horrible for Dream Team scoring.
Oh, well, that happens.
It does happen. And Enroo, bit of a pass, he was solid as well. But for the Roos, Jamie McMillan, absolutely huge down back. Nick Del Santo, Sam Gibson, big old scene, and I thought Drew Petrie as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll also throw in Boomer and McKenzie as well with that damaging boot of his. Oof, can he kick?
He certainly can.
I'll be interested in him as a defender next year. I think we've had some listeners who are talking about position changes. I think he's basically only listed as a mid, but certainly next year will be a defender, I would imagine, and all over it.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Something to look out for over the pre-season. And for the dad side of things, looks like old Taylor Jumont got the better of Jack Stephen on Saturday night, restricting him to a pretty lowly score. And also, David Armitage, just from career year to career worst year, just sucking it this year.
It's been a pretty... It's going to... We'll look back at David Armitage's career. There's going to be a year that's the outlier, Jono. And that was last year. Obviously, given that diet, the arse.
He's back on the... What do you reckon? He's on the old Stevie Motlop diet.
Back on the potatoes.
And for the ruse, Jack Zeeble. Ugh. Not good.
We know he does that, though. Oh, man, did you miss some Saints, though? God damn, Jono. What about Shane Savage?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Look.
Jesus, what's happened there? And what about Luke Dunstan?
Yeah, I don't...
No, it hurts Luke Dunstan.
Yeah, fantasy-wise, eh.
Well, he was in the middle quite a lot, so I thought, usually I'd give him a pass, but this time, no. Nah.
No, had enough time, you think?
No. Yeah, that's just pathetic. 41? 41 dreams yet? You kidding me?
Yeah, that is pretty bad.
That's piss. That's horrible.
Speaking of horrible, Melbourne versus the Gold Coast Suns. Oh, that was a horrible game. But Jack Watts, superstar, earning his keep now that he's signed on 3 more years. Dom Tyson, very good. Maxi Gorn doing what he does best. And also thought Vandenberg, Brayshaw, and Billy Stretch for Dream Team was very good as well.
Yeah, Billy Stretch is showing himself to be a plug-and-play option against bad matchups. So, good. I'll be looking at him next year as well, to be honest.
Yeah, and even Gus Brayshaw, since he's come back from those concussions, seems to be going pretty good too.
Yeah, and we know he's a great tackler. Finding some of the ball as well is really a worthwhile pickup, I think.
Yeah, especially with they got pretty, not super crazy, but a decent draw for the rest of the finals.
Yeah, for sure.
Not too much to write home about for the Gold Coast Suns, but with Sam Day, Rosa getting through injury-free was a win for the Suns. Took Miller's really stepping up since the, you'd call it the A squad, has been missing, and thought Tommy Lynch was good as well.
Yeah, if Matt Rosa gets on the team bus, they've done well if he hasn't got injured.
Oh, God. But on the other side of things, Nick Malcheski, what a fall from grace he's had.
It's not good. When the gun players are in, he scores well. When they're out, it's...
He just he can't struggles. Seem to carry it. And
he struggles, yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to throw Rodney Yeed under this, because he had Jack Martin playing on Jack Watts. I mean, Jack Martin is not a defender. He's a running back. So what he was doing on Jack Watts, I have no bloody idea.
I don't know, man. That's an interesting one. What about Bernie Vince?
I'm going to actually put him on the hero side, because thanks to him for stinking it up, I didn't lose by a hell of a lot more.
Yeah, well, I thought Bernie Vince has been pretty ordinary, actually, the last 5 weeks. And Jesse Hogan, man, how this guy escapes criticism is beyond me.
Oh, and Jack Vine, he had a bit of a damn game as well.
Yeah, he did. He was pretty quiet. Had a big last quarter to help out his owners.
Yeah, and Tommy, there's a few other ones in there. Nate Jones was solid. Matt Jones, who we spoke about on the Thursday show. And Tommy McDonald and his brother Oscar were pretty good too. You got any more duds for the Suns there?
No, man, let's just... like so many of the Suns are just young players or, you know, what my expectations of them are pretty low, so I'm not going to go throwing them under the bus. So,
yeah. And moving on to the next demolition game, which was Freo v Sydney. Sydney Swans midfield, fantastic yet again. Sam Naismith, freaking awesome. There as the backup ruckman, but it looks like Toby Nankervis is no go.
Yeah, got a bit worried when I saw Nankervis. Should have been, apparently.
Yeah, but Dean Towers was a bit slow to start, but then came home pretty well. Cameron was good as well, basically the whole Swans team, really. And for the Dockers, the captain finally showed up this year, David Mundy. Where the hell has that been all year?
On the trainers table mostly, Jono, I think.
That and playing the plus one in defence.
Yeah, whoops.
Yeah. Who'd have thought Mundy can play midfield? Lockie Neal. Sorry?
It's amazing.
Yeah, it certainly is. Lockie Neal was good, and the rest of these mainly for Dream Team purposes. Crozier, Main, Langdon, and Zach Clark.
That made me sick.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why I left it to last.
How about some duds, John?
But, some duds. Zach Dawson, Mickey Walters, Tommy Sheridan, take your pick.
About, yeah, it pains me to say it, man. My favourite player, Michael Walters. Did take a pretty awesome hangar, though.
He did, but he just looked out of his element on Sunday.
And Jared McVay.
Yes, Jerry McVay, and I'm going to throw Rampy under the bus too.
Right, he's going to lock down.
I know the ball wasn't going down there much, but Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that's a bit. Yeah. Oh, well.
Hey, but and the last game of the round was the Crows taking on the Bombers, with Rory Sloan yet again leading the way. Rory led fantastic, and Eddie Betts kicking 5 goals, and Talia too was pretty solid as well.
Yeah, Sloan led, Crouch, Douglas, Betts, basically the whole team was solid.
Yep.
Except for Rory freaking Atkins.
0 goal, freeze, 4, 3 against.
Oof. We had to do a score 80.
And he couldn't do that.
Anyway. Any good players for us?
Yeah, Joe Danaher kicking 4 goals. Craig Bird being pretty solid the last month when he's been in. Goddard, I thought Louis was good. And so was Cooney and Zach Merritt.
Yeah, bit of worry. John Worsfold starting to talk about resting players, and if you're a Zach Merritt, Brendan Goddard, fair enough.
Zaharakis.
Well, Zaharakis hasn't been cited for a while.
He should be fresh.
He should be real fresh.
Well, they'll bring Kelly in. Man, they're going to. I can see some even bigger losses coming if that's going to be the case.
So yeah, how about some bad ones? Zaka, Atkins, Courtney Dempsey.
Tip and Woody, just get stuff.
That's just a personal bias.
That's a personal bias, but if you look at the stats, it backs it up. I mean,
he starts out pretty hot each week, if you notice, and just, I think he's probably just getting worn down. It's been a big season.
It's been a big season for him as well. And Fantasia as well.
Yeah. Oh, well, what can you say? Crows just demolished him.
Yep, they certainly did. And moving on now to some waiver wire pickup, Steve. If you haven't already got him, get on the Tomahawk against the Bombers this week.
Yes, probably pretty good option streaming against the Bombers. Eddie Hat, you would imagine he'll get on the end of a few.
You would think that. If they played the same way as they did against the Doggies, they just watch a long deal, just kicked it on top of Hawkins or Stanley's head, and they're able to bring it to ground or take the mark and kick the goal.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's a good choice. I'm going to put down my first waiver pickup as Sam Naismith, Jono.
Yep, nice front forward pick there.
Yeah, still only in 57% of teams. They got, he's up against Jackson Trango this week, so should be able to control those hitouts, you'd imagine. Saints next week, and then North and finish off with Richmond, so they're reasonably good matchups.
Yeah, pretty good there as well. I'm going to keep on with the Geelong theme and go Reece Stanley again against that Essendon defence. Should get on the back of a few.
Well, coming off 5 snags.
Pinching it ruck too.
Yeah, why not? Certainly interesting. We got my next guy, Angus Brayshaw. Really come back with a bit of venom.
Yep.
58% teams, midfield forward. Don't mind the matchup against the Hawks. That's not really. I don't see that as a big problem.
No, you know, as we see, the Hawks don't mind letting the opposition get a lot of possession.
Yeah, and then Port Adelaide. So it's not. They're not horrible matchups in Carlton round 22, and. Yeah, well, Geelong in round 23 is probably a bit of an issue if you get that far.
Well, look what happened last year. The old Demons beat Geelong last year.
That is true. Different kettle of fish this year, though.
Yeah, we'll see. again, staying with the Catters, good old Zach Smith. If he stays in the team, he will be rucking and then resting forward, so he can always bob up and kick 2 or 3 goals as well as running around the ground.
Yeah, and I've only got a few guys who I'm actually going to bother putting in waivers for. I think there's a lot of guys who are about the same who we might just use as a pickup towards the end of the week.
Yep.
Last one, Josh Dunkley.
Yep, I've got him too as well.
The Bulldogs, just a midfielder, but think the injuries really help. He's been really solid the last three matches since he's come back into the team.
Yeah, he can go forward and kick a couple of goals as well.
Yeah, but he's doing his job around the midfield, so I don't see any reason why he can't be a seventh midfielder.
Yeah, and maybe one to look at, maybe not for a waiver, but maybe acquire him as a free agent if he gets named, is Mitch Honeychurch. Had a pretty solid VFL game on the weekend.
Well, I think there was a couple of good performances down there, wasn't there? Toby McLean just came back from injury,
yep.
But and I was reading Lucas Webb had another best on.
Yeah, he can play defence as well if Suckling or Boyd don't come up as well. So just wait for the team to drop and then make your decision from there, I'd imagine.
Yeah.
But that's it for me, Steve. Any questions this week?
Yeah, we had a couple of questions. Is Josh Dunkley a legit option now with more dog injuries and who steps up and gets midfield opportunities? I think we just sort of went through that. I mean, Kobe Stevens should get more opportunities, but he's such a boom-bust player.
Yeah, you took the words right out of my mouth. I was going to say he's such a fleeting player. You only get to that 120, 30 or nice solid 65.
Yeah, and we got to remember Matty Boyd is due to come back, well, hopefully this week.
Yeah.
Whether he plays midfield or not, it's another story, but it's...
Interesting one. Same with Suckling, but I think one of the two are going to come back. I don't think both will come back.
Yeah. And also, Joe, I put it out there for the people, for the listeners of the Doctors, because they've got some interesting food takes.
Mm-hmm.
What is the best thing to have with hot chips other than just regular salt?
Gravy.
Gravy. Gone straight to the gravy.
Oh, is there anything better than gravy?
I'm a mayo guy, Jono.
Yeah, I do the mayo. In a former lifetime, Steve, I used to work in a fish and chip shop, so got to experiment with a lot of things. And you may find this quite disgusting, but soy sauce on your chips is quite good as well.
I haven't gone there. Scott Rorick's chimed in on Twitter and just nominated the classic chicken salt.
Oh, chicken salt and gravy. Oh, yeah.
Which is always good. That's what I love about the Adelaide Oval. When they kick a goal, you just see the sign, the chicken salt sign. That's just, I don't know why, but that's funny to me.
Yeah, a bit of a story for our listeners. When I was sacked/quit at the fish and chip shop, I stole a whole 5-litre bucket of chicken salt.
Have you got through that yet?
Yes. I gave it away to people as well because it was such good chicken salt.
Did you do door-to-door salt like Homer did the sugar?
I was like, yeah, exactly right. But but now, any other questions, Steve?
No, I think we're lost after the chicken salt. That's good. I'm not a big gravy fan because I have to eat it with a fork.
No, you don't. Just get in there with your hands.
I can't do it. It's just too much crap everywhere.
Nah, get in there.
That's not how I hope we don't play that way, Jono.
But yeah.
But what's weird is I like the mayo, but I hate aioli.
Oh, really?
Aioli's just rubbish, man. What's going on there?
Yeah, you can get some good ones.
Or maybe it's just that you can get some rubbish aioli. Also, like down at Big Dog, they got a chipotle mayo. That's pretty nice.
Chipotle. Don't mind a bit of chipotle.
Yeah.
But now time for someone or something that needs to get thrown into the ring, Steve, and get the crap kicked out of him. Time for the strampling. Who are you going, Steve?
I'm going anyone who gets on the back of Melania Trump? Melania Trump's nude photos. That's a thing of beauty right there. All right.
I haven't come across this. What? Please explain.
The New York Post have run with Donald Trump's wife. Did some nude photos back in the day, and not bad, Joe, not bad.
Not bad at all. Google machine after the show and have a squeeze.
Mate, I wish a few more first ladies were turning out like that.
Well, look at the, who was it, the French president. He had a couple of mistresses slash first.
That's diplomacy right there, Joe.
Absolutely. But for me, Steve, it's champion data yet again. In this point system. How the hell do they score for Supercoach? Another prime example, Steve. I'm going to give you Tipper Moody and then Fantasia's stats. Tipper Moody had 14 possessions, 1 mark, 3 tackles, 3 free kicks against, and one behind for 57% efficiency. Scores 53, Supercoach 38, Dream Team. Fantasia, 13 possessions, 4 marks, 3 tackles, 2 free kicks against, 1 goal, 2, 61% efficiency, 43 Supercoach, 59 Dream Team. How the hell does that even work?
Oh, no, I'm not listening, but I hate champion data, and I don't like that Supercoach... I know we play Supercoach. That's our draft format, but I hate it.
Yeah, it just sucks and it rocks.
Yeah, sorry, I'll get in your way of your strampling.
No, if I keep going, I'm going to swear, and it's not good.
This is my problem, is people say it reflects the game, but I don't think that it does.
No, I don't think it does, and especially how they wait the first quarter more than the rest of the game. Like, it's not for the game. It's not fair, then, really, is it?
I don't know. I just... There's... The volume aspects of the game aren't right, I don't think. And we know... My big thing is the goal kicking.
Yep.
But goals just don't seem to be worth much unless you... You know, if you kick a snap around...
Unless Joe Danaher in junk time.
Well, but again, there's a difference for a long goal and a short goal and all this sort of... Like, your goals... The goal's a goal, man. Shouldn't... I don't know. Whatever. I don't... Yeah, we'll get into it. It's just a rabbit hole.
Yeah.
There's got to be a better medium. Again, we say the coaching guys, I like that they weight goals heavily. I think that's brilliant. But whatever.
Matt, the way you should fix it, Champion Dale. Just bloody fix it. Sick of it. Absolutely sick of it. But anything else for this week, Steve?
No, just kicking along. Trying to make the good pickups for the people. Looking forward to doing some good captains again. And if you're getting anything out of the show, please drop us a review on iTunes. That really helps the show. Even just click some stars and give a rating for us. It really helps us out. And please, any feedback you can give us going towards next year. John and I have certainly started kicking around a few ideas. We know people are keen, which we love, but any ideas you have or things we're not covering, please let us know, because we're doing the show
for you guys.
Well, we hope you enjoy the show, really.
Yeah, and if you do want to drop us some info, you can do that by sending us a tweet or a direct tweet on Twitter, where we are at Draft Doctors, or head over to facebook.com/TheDraftDoctors and hit the like button there and drop us a question there and tell us what you or where we can improve the show for you, the listeners, which we're doing it for.
Yep, absolutely.
All right, that wraps up the show for tonight. So good luck in your waiver wire pickups, and we will talk to you on Thursday.